What about the issue of cetuximab and EGFR inhibitors in general and radiation therapy? First, from a biologic point of view, I mean, it seems like forever that we've been hearing about different agents potentiating radiation therapy. But I think when those data were presented at ASCO, everybody sort of gasped when they saw those curves. I mean, it was really something different that maybe, I don't know that we've seen that before. Do you think there's sort of a biologic explanation for why there was so much synergy?
Well, we can only go back to say that the preclinical models, when they looked at them, looked very promising. Now, remember, we see this type of effect with cisplatin as well as chemotherapy. I bet if you used a taxane in the same type of setting, you would also see this type of effect. So the concept of radiosensitization is very valid, and that's why it begs the question of, is a biological agent as good as a chemotherapeutic agent? Now, until we have a head-to-head, which we're not going to for quite some time, we cannot make that extrapolation. I think what people were really impressed with was that it was a biological agent. You know, everybody had sort of been focused on the TKIs and other studies, but when the cetuximab Bonner data came out, just as you say, everybody was shocked, surprised, and happy because here was another drug that showed clear survival benefit causing as a radiosensitizer. And if you actually think about how many drugs in the history of cancer have been FDA approved initially as a radiosensitizer, these are extremely difficult trials to conduct because of all the associated side effects of the radiotherapy that's being delivered. And so this was unprecedented in how it presented. We know in lung cancer, for instance, when Dr. Dillmen reported the data, it was induction chemo, it was not concurrent. So giving chemotherapy followed by radiation was better than radiation alone. So this was truly a sensitization standpoint, the first time we've seen something this dramatic, and the fact that it had less toxicities, I think, was extremely good. Now, we can hypothesize as to why this biologic agent may work. Is it signaling through AKT? Is it because of the receptor status? Is it because the cetuximab downregulates receptor? We can get into cell cycle checkpoints, all these different things. But I think the bottom line is that it worked as well as chemo, and that was what really impressed everybody.